I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Coach, I know you're a big football fan. Do you have time to watch any of these games on the weekend, like last weekend? I know you're getting ready for games and you guys are playing, but do you have one eye on these NFL playoffs?
You know, I do. I love football, and so I had a chance yesterday especially to sit down and watch the games.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Ronnie, can't it be all about, you know, basketball? You got to decompress. And by the way, holy shnikes, are they killing it right now? I don't want to, like, jinx it or anything, but if you haven't been following Georgia State, undefeated at home, first place in the conference.
Hey!
Hear it right here on 92.9 The Game and WAOK. But things are good right now, Coach.
We're not going to talk about that, man. You know, you start speaking on stuff.
I know.
No, it's going well. Kids are doing a good job, but and like we said, we're just trying to follow this process and find a way back into that NCAA tournament.
Got a 6-game winning streak, Carl. I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
Okay, Mike. See, you know what he said? We weren't going to talk about it.
It's the second best start ever in Georgia State Panther history.
Mike, he said he wasn't going to talk about it, and here you are talking about a 6-game win streak and the best.
What's it? What is it? Best start ever?
Second best start.
You
in
said
Panther
you weren't going to talk about it, Coach. I'm sorry. We apologize. We don't normally do these kinds of things.
No, it's okay. Like I said, we're going to lock in right now, so I heard nothing you guys just said.
Okay. All right. Tell us about the charity you're involved in. What is it, Timeout for Win? Timeout for the Win?
Yeah. And basically all it is that college coaches around the country were trying to get votes, and people text in or call, whatever they need to do to get that. And basically what we're trying to do, you're raising money for your charity. And, of course, my charity is with Samaritan's Feed. And so, basically, you know, coaches around the country. And I think the winner gets $100,000 to his charity. And it gets kind of spread out. So something we've done in college basketball now probably for the last 5 or 6 years. And started at a Final Four about 5 or 6 years ago. And it's just a great thing that brings kind of all the college basketball coaches together, all the fans together, where, again, you kind of get votes. But, again, we're raising money not only for his charity, but the main charity it goes to is Coaches versus Cancer. Because that's one of the things we're just trying to be. We're trying to make sure that we can fight this cancer deal and do a great job with that.
Is Ron Hunter with us, guys, and he joins on the WadeFord.com hotline, head coach of Georgia State. Ron's also been the head of the College Basketball Coaches Association. He's well thought of around the world of basketball. Let me ask you this. We can't talk about your win streak and all the things that are going on. Let me do big picture. Saw the Duke-Syracuse game last night. Why is that 2-3 zone so difficult for some teams?
Well, you know, again, I think that most coaches around the country are comfortable and they play their man-to-man, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get thrown at, you get thrown against a zone. You don't prepare for much. You don't prepare for it in the off season. You don't prepare for it. You know, of course, that's what we do. You know, it's not a 2-3, but it's more of a matchup zone, and it just causes a lot of problems for people. You know, one of the things that, you know, and everybody likes a 3-point shot, but you know, at the end of the day, if you're forced to shoot nothing but jump shots and it takes away part of your inside game, it just it could really, really be an effective tool for programs.
Coach, you guys were up 21 against Louisiana Monroe in your last contest. You end up winning the game by a small margin, 2 points. What happened? And then how do you keep these guys focused? Because what we're seeing, to Mike's point about what we're not talking about today,
6-game win streak,
is you guys are getting in front of teams. And I'm not going to say, are you taking time off? Like, okay, we're in control of this game. What happens in those situations?
Well, you know, again, I think one of the hardest things to do, you're up 20, 22 on the team, and, you know, you realize that you're going to win the game, and then, you know, automatically what happens, the guys just kind of let up a little bit, and again, that's one of the things we're trying to teach you, you know, keep playing, but again, remember, we're still dealing with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, and so that's been one of the hardest things when they feel like they got a team beat, and they just kind of relax, and then we played a good team that all of a sudden made shots, we stopped making shots, and you know, fortunately we were able to hang on and win the game. But you know, that's something that we got to continue to learn from. We've had that three or four times this year where we had the big leads, but we also were on the other end of it where we were down 22 at Alabama and we came back. So it's just one of those things that, you know, not just with Georgia State, but, you know, really with college basketball, that's one thing because you're dealing still with, you know, with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds.
Taking on South Alabama, 2 days away from that matchup. So, again, you got things cooking. I mean, in all seriousness, you're feeling good. I mean, where does this team rank about some of the school, some of the players and some of the teams you've had there at that school?
Well, I think that's yet to be seen. We'll see that at the end. I like this team a lot. I love that the veteran leadership that we've got. I love the talent that we've got around there, the depth. You know, I'm not ashamed to say we got a really good basketball team. But again, you know, we'll see how this team finishes up in postseason play. But we got a while for that. You know, we keep talking about, you know, we're probably 6 weeks away from all of that. Right now, what we want to do is just get through this weekend, win two games this weekend, and move to next weekend, and just take it, you know, kind of 1 week at a time, and kind of see what happens from there. But again, I think that if this team gets into the NCAA tournament, it can really do some damage.
You've had and seen pros on your teams before, and obviously you've played against a ton of guys that go to the NBA. DeMarcus Simons is an NBA player. He had 28, I think, in your last game. What makes him so special?
You know what? He could do, you know, he really does it all. He you know, can rebound. He's a great, you know, with assists. He can really score the ball. He's kind of a poor man version of Russell Westbrook. Extremely, extremely athletic, plays downhill. There's no question in my mind that he'll be playing professional basketball. And playing it for a very long time. He is extremely, extremely talented. He gets it, you know, has a great basketball IQ, and it's just an extremely talented young man. And I'd be shocked if he's not a first-round draft pick this year.
Wow. Nice. And he's hitting the books, too, man. Academics are doing well for him, too, Carl. So Ron's got it's the world's – it's just Ron's oyster right now, Carl, right down there on Cortland.
Hey, Coach.
I hope so.
We appreciate you jumping on as always. We always love visiting with you, you know. But listen, things are amping up as far as college hoops is concerned. Super Bowl's right around the corner, and before you know it, it'll be March Madness. So thanks again.
All right, guys. Hey, if you need me to do radio for the Super Bowl, just call me. I'm ready. I got all my stuff. Got all my stuff ready in the bag. So just call me if you need me.
Okay. Everybody's angling to get on the field at Mercedes-Benz.
We got you, Coach. That's Ron Hunter, guys. Georgia State head basketball coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.